Hello, this is J.K. Jones. I'm an ordained ruling elder in the Presbyterian Church in America with a master's degree in industrial engineering along with an MBA. My wife, daughter, and I live in Northwest Tennessee, and this is my podcast. Today's podcast is Good Answers to Good Questions. The Barna Group's latest research is of great interest to me. This research firm, working with World Vision, put together a study titled The Connect Generation. With a sample size of 15,369 from a young adult population age 18 to 35 from 25 countries speaking 9 different languages. The stated aim of the survey is to equip pastors and church leaders to better understand this age group, of whom much ink has been spilled. Several items cited over at the Christian Post struck me as important. This study shows a crisis in these areas: pastoral care, answering tough questions concerning the Christian faith, and involving a new generation of church leaders. Quoting from various places in the article, only 1/3 or 33% say they feel deeply cared for by those around them. Only 1/3 say they can often feel someone believes in me. Barna President David Kinnerman said, "This tells me that 2 of 3 young people around the world would not feel these kinds of relational connections." Nearly 1/4, 23% of respondents say they encounter feelings of loneliness and isolation. The U.S. and Australia are the 2 countries with the highest percentage of loneliness and isolation reported, with 34% of young adult respondents from those 2 westernized nations reporting frequent sadness and isolation. End quote. We must connect with children and youth in a relational way, giving them the sense that we love them and care about them. This is a major opportunity for the church to step in and provide a sense of love and care only Christ-centered fellowship can bring. Quoting further from the article in various places, 58% of respondents between the ages of 18 and 29 who grew up with some type of Christian background either no longer identify as Christian or do not regularly attend church, even if they still identify as Christian. Nearly half of young adults who say they left the Christian church report being active in their church during their teen years. 47% of respondents with some connection to Christianity say they feel the church cannot answer their questions or spiritual doubts. Meanwhile, 31% of respondents said science also challenges their willingness to believe. 1/4 or 28% of respondents said human suffering and conflicts around the world cause them to have doubts. 80% of young people who left Christianity said they believe that present-day Christianity is anti-homosexual, while 81% say present-day Christianity is judgmental. End quotes. The church needs to meet these questions head-on. I faced many questions as a college student in the 80s and 90s. I found solid answers from books and sermons by great Christian men like R.C. Sproul, Norman L. Geisler, Paul Little, John H. Gershner, and D. James Kennedy. The questions then are the same questions people have now. Why suffering? How can we know God exists? Why should we believe Jesus was God who died for our sins? And can we trust the Bible? The answers that were given then are still out there to give now. Will we step up our game to answer the important questions, or will we slothfully squander this great intellectual opportunity? I find solid answers to the prevailing questions of today from men like Kevin DeYoung on homosexuality, John M. Frame on God's existence, Alvin Plantinga on how we know the truth, and Craig Blomberg on trusting the Bible. These are men with sharp minds and the kind of vigorous faith that would charge hell with a water pistol. We need to get these names out in front of youth and adults alike, but it seems our young men and women face the most severe crisis. This is a real crisis, not as a result of the loss of a false kind of cultural Christianity. This is not something that makes the church stronger after all in the end. We are losing our chance to change the world for Christ. We are increasingly huddled in our own little clique, patting each other on the back, while the world quite literally goes to hell in a handbasket. Again, from the article, quote, "When it comes to training young leaders in the church, the report indicates that one of the challenges that many churches are facing is that they lack effective pipelines, processes, and models to form young leaders. Only 9% of young adults surveyed said they serve as a leader in their community of faith. 21% of all churchgoers surveyed said that they had access to leadership training for ministry through their church. And 26% of churchgoers surveyed said they have been inspired to be a leader based on the example of someone at my church," end quote. I see the last two issues as related. A watered-down or half-hearted approach to Christian doctrine and the questions it answers will not provide young churchgoers with a firm ground from which to develop leadership skills. You can't lead out in an effort you do not have confidence in. And the church cannot continue without ministers and leaders. This is a bleak picture. It's a matter of prayer and action. Please ask yourself these questions. Whom am I praying for right now that they might truly come to Christ? Am I developing the kind of intellectual skills necessary to answer questions when I'm asked? Am I showing interest in and loving others as Christ would have me to? Am I willing to teach or lead a book discussion that addresses tough questions Christians face? Do my social media posts point to people who are searching for answers to good resources? When was the last time I shared the answers which have grounded me in the faith in the face of tough questions? The world has good questions. Christians have good answers. Let's get to it. Until next time, God bless.